Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei. We are learning the Lidui Nishmasa and Lezecha Nishmasa, Miriam Fraud, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. May her Neshama have a continuous aliyah in the merit of this Torah learning. She should be a Meritza Yoshar on behalf of her whole family for only Besuros Tovos and Simchas. Especially during this time, we should all be Zecha to share Simchas together. So we are going to continue. I think that we might finish the chapter tonight. I'm not sure. I know last week I said, you know what happens? You have to be careful not saying anything without Bli Neder. I know I said last week we're going to start with the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuva on Ahavas Hashem, and we're not going to start with it because I decided, I don't know if I said Bli Neder or not last week, because I decided to leave it to the end of the chapter, okay? So I'm going to begin with Love Hashem in the heart, not the mind. If you remember last time, we quoted from Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, who distinguishes between the Rambam, who writes in Sefer HaMitzvos about loving God in your mind, and in Hilchos Teshuva, in his Mishnah Torah, Maimonides writes about loving God in your heart, which is what I would like to spend the end of the chapter, Bli Neder, discussing, so we're not going to start with it. So what we have to do is make sure that the love that we have in the mind, the intellectual love of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what that means, called Avid Rachman Letzav Avid, everything God does is for the good. So sometimes you know that in your mind, but when you are going through a very difficult time, just learning volume my computer so we don't hear background noise, sometimes when you're going through a very difficult time, you could know in your head, I'm sure you could all relate to this, maybe on a higher madriga than me, I don't say that facetiously, and it's easier for you. Sometimes when you're going through a difficult parasha in life, a difficult time, you say in your head, I know everything Hashem does is for the good. Your heart might not be there yet. Your heart might lag behind in terms of Ahavas Hashem. I know Hashem loves me. I have Hashem. I know this is for the good. That doesn't necessarily mean you feel, maybe you do. Kol Kavod, it's an extremely high level. It's something you have to work on. So we have to make sure that the love of Hashem moves from our minds, which the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, to the love in our heart, which he speaks about in his Sefer Mishnah Torah. But I just want to quote, I thought this was such a shkacha pratis. When we got off of Shir last week, I received the following WhatsApp. It was the Yahrzeit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And this was an excerpt from his teachings, okay? And I saw it right after Shir, and I couldn't believe the hashkacha. If you want to love God, you need to love the people. Oh, hold on. Oh, the heading is, if you want to love God, you need to love people. Here we go. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal teaches, love of God, Ahavas Hashem, love of the Torah, Ahavas Torah, and love of the Jewish people, Ahavas Am Yisrael, are bound up with one another. So you can't separate loving Hashem from loving his Torah and mitzvot to loving the Bnei Yisrael. They're so much so that they are all one. Only when you love your fellow as you love yourself, love for your fellow what you love for yourself, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great principle in the Torah. Only, says the Rebbe, when you love your fellow as you love yourself, are you really able to love Hashem. So all this talk, and all these weeks when we're talking about Ahavas Hashem, we can't forget there's a critical component and ingredient to Ahavas Hashem, and that is Ahavas Bnei Adam, Ahavas Am Yisrael, Ahavas every Jew. If you really want to love Hashem, says the Rebbe, you have to love other people. Only when you love your fellow as yourself are you able to love God, who transcends the world and is the master of all things. For this reason, the Rebbe relinquished his own physical and even spiritual interests out of love for the Jewish people. If you have love of God, he taught, but you do not have love of Torah and love of the people, if you have love of God, but you don't have love of Torah or love of the people, you are actually lacking in love of God. Let me repeat that. If you have love of God, or I could say you think you have love of God, but you do not love Torah and you do not love your fellow Jew, you are actually lacking in Ahavas Hashem. There's a deficiency in Ahavas Hashem if you don't love all of his children. When a parent looks at their children, some of you might know, and their sibling rivalry, no matter what age of the children, it's very painful for the parent, because what the parent wants to see is, if you really love me, think of this in terms of your children, if you really, or in terms of your siblings, who Chas V'Shalom may have quarrels with. A parent thinks, if you really love me, why are you fighting with each other? You both came from me. We created both of you. How could you be fighting so bitterly? What are you fighting about? So multiply that by Hashem. Hashem says, if you really love me, why are you fighting? I made both of you. On the other hand, says the Rebbe, if you love people, you will ultimately come to love the Torah and love God as well. So all of this learning that we are learning about Ahavas Hashem, and it's so apropos for the month of Tammuz, it's so apropos for the time we are in. Next week, actually, it's orally Yom Chamishi right now, Vayihi Er, Vayihi Boker. 1 week's time is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Next Thursday is the fast of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. And we all know why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because we didn't have enough love. We had the opposite of that, which is sin is finim. So Hashem says, you can't love me fully if you don't love people. Says the Rebbe, if you love Hashem, but you don't love his people, and you don't love Torah mitzvos, you're lacking in Havas Hashem. So I actually want to share with you a verse related to this. In Birkas HaChodesh. I know it's not Mevarach HaMechodesh right now. Yeah, the prayer for the new month. But something is very, very interesting. We say in Birkas HaChodesh, Yehi Ratzon Mefenecha, Hashem Elokeinu Ve'Elokei Avoseinu. May it be your will before you, may it be the will before you, Hashem our God and the God of our fathers, Shetechadish Aleinu Sechodesh Azelu Tovu Livracha. You should renew this month upon us for good and for blessing. V'titen Anu Chayim Aruchim. Listen carefully. You should give us long life. Chayim Shal Shalom, life of peace. Chayim Shal Tova, life of good. Chayim Shal Beracha, life of blessing. Chayim Shal Parnasa, life of sustenance. So it should be a month of long life and peaceful life and good life and a blessed life and a life of sustenance. Chayim Shal Chilut Atzamos, which is described as a life of physical health. Chilut Atzamos, strong bones, I guess, if you will have to say that literally. Chayim Sheyesh Bam, listen. Chayim Sheyesh Bam Yiras Shamayim V'Yiras Chait. A life in which you have the fear of heaven and the fear of sin. Before our chapter on Ahava, we spend time talking about Yira, revere God. Chaim she'ein b'hem busha, chlima, chaim in which there is no, a life in which there is no embarrassment and shame. Chaim she'o osher v'kavod, a life of wealth and honor. Chaim she'tehei banu ahavas Torah v'yira shamayim, a life in which we should love Torah and revere heaven, fear God. Chaim she'imali mishal sebeinu l'tova, amen selah, life in which God answers all of our prayers for good. So it's very, very interesting. If you look in Birkas HaChodesh, we ask for all the blessings, and then we say we should have life of Yiras Shamayim and Yiras Chit. We should revere the Almighty and fear sin. A life when we should not have shame or embarrassment. A life of wealth and honor. And then we say again, Chaim Shatehi Banu Ahavas Torah, the Yiras Shamayim. Didn't you already ask for Yiras Shamayim? We did. We asked for Yiras Shamayim. And then we ask Hashem to bless us with no embarrassment, with wealth and honor, with love of Torah. And then we ask again for Yiras Shamayim. Why do you ask for Yiras Shamayim two times? You ask for Yiras Shamayim again. You think Hashem forgot what you asked for two sentences ago? Hashem didn't forget. In the whole 5 seconds it takes you. And if you have Kavanah 30 seconds to say 30 words, not even. You think Hashem forgot to ask for Yiras Shamayim and now you ask for Yiras Shamayim again? That's the pshat. So I heard a shiur by Rabbi Sariel Molitsky of New Jersey. I was actually supposed to have a scholar in residence at his shul before Shavuos through the OU. That didn't happen. COVID pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of people. So I heard I was listening to a shiur by Rabbi Sariel Molitsky. Maybe it was a year ago, a year and a half ago. There's a reason I'm bringing this up. I don't know if I taught this in this class. Does anyone remember from the people that I could see? Nod if I did. I know I definitely taught this summer. I don't have no idea which class it was in because I didn't hear this shiur recently. It was at least last summer, if not before. Why do you ask for Yiras Shamayim two times? Hashem did not forget. What changed from the time you first asked for Yiras Shamayim to revere heaven and then again Yiras Shamayim? Let's see. We asked for things in between. We asked for a life that does not have embarrassment and shame. We asked for a life of wealth and honor. We asked for a life of Ahavas Torah. We should love Torah. And right after we ask to love Torah, we say again, we should have Yiras Shamayim. So Rabbi Molitsky said, sometimes a person can love Torah and mitzvah so much that they forget who they're serving and they don't have reverence of God. So he said, this is mamish from the shir, I don't know when it was, you could go look up online and listen yourselves. He said, you could have a person who loves being bizman to mincha, this was obviously before the COVID pandemic, they have to be in shul on time, they can't miss the first word of the tefillah b'tzibur. But there's no parking, so they park in front of the hydrant, the fire hydrant. Or they love Torah and mitzvah so much, or they think they love Torah and mitzvah so much, that they block somebody else's driveway. So you might have a Havas Torah and mitzvos, but you don't have Yiras Shamayim. Therefore, after we ask for a Havas Torah, please Hashem, give me love in my heart. I should love your Torah. If you love Torah, you love Hashem. This relates to the teaching of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. That's why I'm bringing it up. You should love Torah. But don't forget when you love Torah to revere the Almighty. And don't forget, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, that when you love Torah so much, you have to love your fellow man. If you love Torah and you love God, but you trample upon your fellow man. So what do you really love? Who do you really love? The Gemara says, in the time of Bayasheni, why was it destroyed? Gemara says as follows. I'm just opening up so I can find it for you. The Gemara says, a Masechas Yuma, Tas Amud Beis, which I'm probably going to quote this a lot of times as we journey through these 3 weeks. So the Gemara says the first temple is destroyed because of the three cardinal sins, what we call the Yarg Val Yavars. A Jew must never give up his life. He must transgress rather than give up. Avodah Zarah, adultery. Gilu Arayos, promiscuity, if you will. And Shvichus Dam and bloodshed. But the Gemara says, of Al Mikdash Sheni, but the second temple, this is a Maseches Yuma, Tes Amud Beis, Shahayu Oskim B'Torah V'Mitzvos U'Gmilas Chasadim B'Pnei Ma'acharav. So the Gemara says, but by Yesheni, they were Osek. Shahayu Oskim B'Torah U'V'Mitzvos U'Gmilas Chasadim B'Pnei Ma'acharav. You would think, if in the time of the second temple, the people were involved in Torah, mitzvos, and acts of loving kindness, so why was the temple destroyed? Alam B'Nei Shahayisa B'Osin Eschinim. The Gemara says, because in that time, they didn't have Ahavas Yisrael. They were Osek in Torah. They were Osek in Mitzvos. They were Osek in Gemilas Chasadim. They were involved in lives of Torah and carrying out the commandments and doing Gemilas Chasadim for the people that they were friends with, but maybe not for the people they weren't friends with. Because there was Sinis Chinam, says the Gemara. So you could run to Shul. And you get there in time for Mar by Baruch Hu. And you get there in time for Shachos. You're the first person there for Birkas HaShachar. And you block the guy's driveway. That's what Rabbi Militsky said. So you have a Havas Torah, but you don't have Yerushamayim. And why am I bringing it to you? Because it relates very strongly to what the Lubavitcher Rebbe teaches, what I just read to you. If you have love of God, says the Rebbe, when I read this about the Rebbe, it reminded me of the Pshat of Rabbi Militsky. And by the way, I think it changed my, since I heard it, it changed Mamash my Shabbos Mavarchim, and it could change yours also. If you have love of God, but not love of the Torah and love of people, you are actually lacking in love of God. So you demonstrate your love of God by being on time. I'm not saying anyone should be late to Shachris or Mincha or Arvis. That's not what I mean. So you're bizman, that's great, but you're blocking someone's driveway and you're blocking the fire hydrant. If you have love of God, but not love of the Torah and not love of the people, you have ahavas Hashem, but no ahavas am Yisrael, you are actually lacking in love of God. You love the people, you will ultimately come to love Torah and love God as well. Another pshat he gave, so that was one reason that he gave. Another pshat that he gave is, chayiv, because what you asked, so that was one pshat. In between the two Yerushamayim, another thing you ask for is Chaim Shal Osher V'Kavod. Oh, so what can happen too often? V'ram L'Vavecha V'Shachachta Hashem Elokecha. The Torah tells us what happens if we have too much Osher V'Kavod. On the one hand, we want Osher V'Kavod. Who wants to be a poor person? Anani is Nechshav Kamesh. Nobody wants to Chas V'Shalom be a poor person who's considered like that. Of course I want Osher. Of course you want Osher. We need Osher to live. I need to buy clothing. I need to buy food. I need to pay for the mortgage. I need to pay for this chair that really belongs to Hashem. Of course I need Osher. You can't live in this world without Osher. But if you have too much Osher V'Kavod, it diminishes your Yerushamayim. So Rabbi Militsky said that's another second reason why you ask for Yerushamayim a second time. Between the first one and the second Yerushamayim, you ask for Osher V'Kavod. And it's valid. You should tell Hashem, you want a L'shem Shemayim. If I'm starving and I can't buy food, I can't serve you, Hashem. If I don't have clothing, I can't serve you, Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son sat in the cave. They have one pair of clothing. So for 13 years, they sat up to their necks in sand. They only put on their clothing when it was time to daven. So we don't live like that. I need to pay the water bill. So if I don't have Osher, how am I going to pay the water bill? So tell Hashem why you want these things, but be careful. Because while you're asking for Osher V'Kavod, sometimes it's an inverse relationship. The more Osher and Kavod a person has, wealth and honor, sometimes the more the Yerushamayim, what happens? Goes down. And that's not us saying this. The Parak tells us that in Parak Ches of Sefer Devarim. Excuse me, you live in houses you didn't build and everything's so good for you, you're going to forget about the Ribono Shel Olam. So these are two reasons that he gave of why we asked for Yerushamayim two times. There was actually a third reason, but I don't remember. But those pretty good. This year was more than a year ago. Maybe it was 2 years ago. Might have been two summers ago. So in between the first Yerushamayim and the second, let's recap. On the one hand, you ask for Osher V'Kavod. So tell Hashem that you want the Osher to serve him. You want to buy Lulav and Esrog, so you need money. You want to buy kosher food, you certainly need money. You want to pay tuition, you need money. You want to buy clothing so you could beat Sanua, you need money. But if too much Osher V'Kavod might diminish my Yerushay, my Yerushamayim. The other reason is, ironically, too much Ahavas Torah, like the Rebbe says, if you have pure Ahavas Torah, without Ahavas B'nai Adam and Ahavas B'nai Yisrael, then what you're really lacking is Ahavas Hashem. So after you ask for Ahavas Torah, please Hashem, let me love Torah. Let me love your mitzvos. Let me love tefillah. Shouldn't love it so much at the expense of my neighbor whose driveway I was blocking. I think I heard this two years ago, actually, on our family trip. We don't take so many family trips. I remember we were driving. We spent a few wonderful days in Rhode Island, Newport, Rhode Island. It was amazing. There's a lot of Jewish history there. If you have the opportunity to go, it's incredible. And in the summer, not this summer, there was minyan three times a day in one of the oldest shuls in the United States of America. It's absolutely incredible. Same architecture as when the Jews built it, when they came over from Amsterdam. You could see the Sefer Torah from the 1600s. It's absolutely amazing. So I think it relates to what the Rebbe taught. And it's very interesting because last week, she told me not to give any details, so I'm not giving any details. Someone who is a long-standing member of this Chabura texted me, random, and her text began with, "It's not my driveway, it's Hashem's driveway." I didn't know what it meant. Well, obviously what it meant is what we're working on. I don't own anything, Hashem owns everything. She proceeded to write, "I just came home from a very long day," wherever she was. "I'm very, very tired. There's something happening across the street. My driveway's blocked. I think the driveway was taken. The driveway was blocked. She had nowhere to park." The attitude was amazing. Instead of becoming angry and frustrated and diminishing in Avodas Hashem. By the way, it doesn't exonerate the person who parked where they should not have. She was able to say, "This isn't my driveway, this is Hashem's driveway." I don't know if I would have been so gracious, but that's really applying our learning. But my reply to her was, I have to tell you a word on this. Because that's exactly what Rabbi Militsky teaches vis-a-vis Shabbos Vracham. So you think it doesn't happen, and happens to be known for a fact from people who park, took, blocking the driveway. So yes, I have to have Ahavas Hashem. That's what we're working on. But don't have so much Ahavas Hashem that you forget about Ahavas Am Yisrael. Don't have so much love of God. You're consumed with love of God. God forbid I should miss the Baruch Hu. The only place I could park is your driveway. I'm going to take your driveway. Welcome to Ahavas Hashem. Is that? That's not Ahavas Hashem. That's warped. That's perverted. I'm not giving anyone Musar. I'm telling to myself. I can't love Hashem so much that I forget about my fellow man. Not for naught does the Gemara say, it is greater to welcome guests than to greet the divine presence. Avram Avinu understood that he should say, Hashem, you wait here. You know, I have these three dusty nomadic Arabs, desert travelers, who just showed up on my door. Think about that. What's more important? I would think welcoming the Shechina. Avram Avinu teaches us, telling Hashem to please wait a minute while you go welcome your guests. Once again, we see that we cannot have Ahavas Hashem without Ahavas Am Yisrael. No wonder the base of Mikdash was destroyed. The Gemara says, "Beferish and Yuma Tazamad base by Yisheni Mipnei Macharav Shayu Oskin B'Torah Mitzvos Gemilas Chasadim." Perhaps without the teaching of the Rebbe, we could not really fully understand this Gemara. The Gemara says they were Osek in Torah. They learned. They steiged. They were Osek in Mitzvos. They did a lot of Mitzvos. They did Gemilas Chasadim. Maybe when it was convenient for them. Maybe when it was good for them, maybe with people that they liked, like the chassida bird who's not kosher. You could still have all those things that have sinas chinam. Because sometimes you could love Hashem so much that you forget to respect another yid. And if you don't respect another yid because they're a little bit different than you, or because their driveway's in the way and you got to get to mincha, then do I really love Hashem? Because if I really loved Hashem, by loving my fellow man, would the Beis Hamikdash still be lying in ruin? You could do all those things. That's why Rabbi Militsky says you ask for Yiras Shamayim and Yiras Chet twice. You should never have so much Ahavas Torah, Ahavas Ribono Shel Olam, that it comes at the expense of the Klal Gadol B'Torah of Rabbi Akiva, the great principle of Torah of Rabbi Akiva, which is love for your fellow, but you love for yourself. So the Rebbe says, if you love people, you will ultimately come to love the Torah. And then you will truly love God. You cannot love the Ribono Shel Olam in isolation. It doesn't work like that without loving our fellow human beings. And sometimes it's hard. Not everyone is like us. Maybe we don't see eye to eye with other Jews all the time. It's true. It's an avoda, like everything else in avoda Hashem. We have to work on it. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me. think I love every person that I meet? It's an avoda. If you really love Hashem, then you love all of His children. Okay. I think it's very powerful, and I couldn't believe it when that person, long-standing member of this chabura, many of you are long-standing members of this chabura, she asked me not to give details. I did not say anything about the neighborhood, the situation, the day of the week, nothing. I couldn't believe it, and my reply was, I have to tell you of art on Birkas HaChodesh. I didn't tell it to her, so I hope she's joining this year. I don't know, and if not, I hope she will listen to the recording. So going into the Sefer, love Hashem in the heart, not the mind. Yes, Nancy is correct. She says it's an avoda with a capital A. You are right. You're right. But like my brother, Dov Fried, once said to me, Michal, just because something is hard doesn't mean I shouldn't work on it. That was musr to me. I appreciate it. It's true. You could say something is so hard. Doesn't mean Hashem absolves you. You'll never finish the work. But you are not free to absolve yourself of the task of trying. Oh, the Chafetz Chaim. It's brought down the biography of the Chafetz Chaim by Rabbi M.M. Yosher. The Chafetz Chaim says, just because man cannot be perfect does not absolve him of his ability to strive to be good. Just because I can't be perfect, I have to work on it, even like you say, and you're right, it's an avoda with a capital A. Ahavas Hashem should totally fill a person. I'm going into the Sefer, if anyone has it, I'm on page 220. If a person is capable of lying in bed at night without remembering the Creator and God's love for him, he is not properly bound to him. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, even if one is lying in bed at night, you should be thinking of how much Hashem loves him. He may have progressed to this point, but he must now progress further. Ahavas Hashem is not just a thought. Not just a thought, not just a machshava, not just intellect, but it should be a feeling that naturally flows from a pure heart. So I wanted to quote something that I read in Mishpacha this past. By the way, a couple of people reached out to me that they enjoyed the kid's story last week. So I was very happy. It wasn't totally off base. And I guess it related to Shir, Baruch Hashem. Thank you for the feedback. So I'm sitting next to the same armoire with the kid's books in it again. So if a person is lying in bed at night, says our author, you must remember the Creator and His love for you. Furthermore, in addition, we spoke last time about prayer as a tool to coming to love of God. So combining these two ideas, one, prayer brings us closer to Ahavas Hashem, and two, what we just read in the Sefer is that even if you're lying in bed at night, you must remember the Creator and His love for you. So this was in Mishpacha this past week. In Family First, they had 10 different women share, 21, I don't know why I said 10, 21 different women share the item or the symbol that most symbolized the COVID pandemic to them, that they told them a story about the COVID pandemic, whatever your personal symbol was. I don't know if anybody read it. It was Mishpacha this week. This one was called Fan, F-A-N. This woman does not sign her name, only her initials, R-R. And she says, I am young. I did not fit the profile for someone seriously ill with coronavirus. Yet here I was in the hospital with no human contact except an occasional visit from a nurse. I was exhausted, lonely, and very uncomfortable. That's when it got hot, H-O-T. I know I have an accent. That's when it got hot, H-O-T. Very, very hot. Not I had a fever hot. Just plain stifling hot. I had not showered in days. I was not allowed to leave the room. My head was covered. The door was sealed. And the mattress was plastic. You do the math. And the nurse walked in. Her protective gear fogged up from the heat. Yeah, it's really hot in here, she agreed. Let me see what I can do. And then she walked out. That's when I finally lost it. I broke down sobbing. I knew all too well she wasn't coming back to me anytime soon. I stood up, hoping for some fresh air. When I stood up, my oxygen levels dropped, setting off my monitors. My mood spiraled downward even further. Here I was, stuck in the hospital, on oxygen, with double pneumonia, on Shabbos, completely alone, missing my husband, missing my children, without nursing my baby. I hadn't eaten anything normal in days. I had not felt normal in days. I couldn't get a hot drink, which could have helped heal my lungs. I was so hot and sick, I could not even sleep. So I'm combining this with our Shir of last Sukkot, which is Tefillah brings us to a place of Ahavas Hashem. And two, what we just read in the Sefer is that even when one is lying in bed at night, their machshava, their thought should be, Hashem loves me. And I said, Hashem, from all this despair, this woman said, Hashem, I am not alone. You are here with me, I thought. I don't know why you brought coronavirus to this world. I don't know why I had to wind up in the hospital, a young woman, with every horrible symptom that comes along with this virus. But I am determined not to have a depressed Shabbos. Being hot has nothing to do with coronavirus. Please, Hashem, I need a fan. I then fell into my bed completely depleted. Just then a malach walked in the form of a nurse. I literally begged him for a fan, for ice, and for a sleeping pill. He said he would try to get all three and he left. And then I said, Hashem, I am not dependent on that nurse's mercy. I am dependent on you. Please, Hashem, being hot is not part of the corona package. And 5 minutes later, that nurse returned, bearing three bags of ice, a sleeping pill, and yes, a tall, big standing fan. The sticking stopped. The itching stopped. I finally slept for the first time in days. Baruch Hashem, I was discharged 2 days later. In this new upside-down world, where scientists know nothing, how true is that? In this new upside-down world, Psachim Nun Amr Aleph Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. This is a totally upside-down world. In this new upside-down world where scientists know nothing and statistics are meaningless, it's the simple fan that reminded me we do not need to fear. Hashem is in charge now and forever. I think it beautifully illustrates how we can find the Havas Hashem in the smallest, I'm putting that in quotes, smallest things. Sometimes it's not from the huge Yeshua, even though, yes, we are waiting for the huge Yeshua. But maybe B'midah Sh'adam Modein Modedin Lo. Hashem's waiting for us to demonstrate a Havas Am Yisrael. The Lubavitcher Rebbe teaches, you could love God all you want. If you don't love fellow men, you don't really love God. So maybe for the ultimate Yeshua, the ultimate salvation, Hashem is waiting for us to demonstrate and to give love. And then he will, in turn, demonstrate and give us full love. But in the interim, while we wait, we have to find all those instances of small Ahavas Hashem. Small, I'm putting that in quotes. It wasn't small for that woman. Times when we can eat, she hadn't eaten in days. The times we can take a shower. The times when we're not hot. The times when the air condition does work. The time when our driveway is not blocked. Hashem loves me. In the moment of her despair, Mima Amakim Karasich Hashem, Hashem Shima Bakoli, Hashem, I am not alone. You are here with me. And I think it's very poignant because I think of, I don't know if I think or have seen or people have expressed to me, a very difficult part of this COVID pandemic, Nisayon, is the loneliness that so many are facing. The isolation from the normal contact of other human beings, those who fill our lives, be it friends, family, co-workers, associates. It gives dynamic to our life. It gives meaning to our life. The exchange of feeling, interaction, and yes, love between man and fellow man is to a very large degree absent from so many of our normal relationships. And it's very hard because we feel very alone. I know someone who's alone. And this person told me they spend a lot of time talking to Hashem. Daven now more Tehillim. And they feel not alone. And that's the Ribbono Shel'olam's love for us. Why he brought coronavirus, why this is happening, why there's so much instability, who knows? You have no idea. But if you're lying on your bed at night, you have to be able to feel, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to me. Hashem loves me. But don't forget, if you really love God, You love his fellow man. Going back to the Sefer, we just said Ahavas Hashem is not just a thought, but a feeling that flows from a pure heart. There's a fundamental difference between thoughts, machshava, and real feelings. For example, if one has many debts, D-E-B-T-S. Sometimes I spell words because I'm not sure if you know what I'm saying. That's a reflection on me because I might not understand words in isolation, so I want to make sure you do. For example, if one has many debts, D-E-B-T-S, he may be thinking about them very often. It's true. Their mind can be consumed. One of the reasons an ani is a nechshav kames, if you have, rechmana letzlan, ever been around someone who is in such dire financial straits and seen, it's truly ani is nechshav kames. There's a reason Chazal tells us that a pauper, a true pauper, is considered like a dead person. The mind becomes so consumed with the poverty that it's very difficult to pay attention to anyone else in life, including their loved ones. You should never know, not for you and not for people you associate with. I mean truly destitute. So if one has many debts, he may be thinking about them very often to the exclusion of everything else. But he hardly loves them. They occupy your mind, but he can't say you love your debts. You would give anything to take away them. Cold mental thought can generate stress and pressure, but not love. So it is possible, he's proving, to think about something all the time, but not have any love for what you're thinking about. You could think about a lot the news today. I don't mean today like today, July 1st. I mean past few months, the news. You could think about it a lot. You could read the articles. It doesn't mean you love it. It means Hashem, please take this all away. What is happening? Chaim shel shalom. Chaim shel bracha. Chaim shel chilutz atzamos. Just because you think about it doesn't mean you love it. So if something remains up here in the intellect, it doesn't mean I love this. It just means I'm thinking about it a lot. It could consume your intellect without having any love. A person might get used to speaking and thinking, and those thoughts form a habit. They come from the brain, which, as the Sfarim Kedoshim say, this is in parentheses, relate to the element of water, which is cold, okay? Sfarim HaKedoshim teach that the brain relates to water, water is cold, so you can have pure mental thoughts, pure thoughts on the level of the brain. It does not mean you love necessarily what you're thinking about. In fact, it's entirely possible that you don't love what you're thinking about. Ahavas Hashem cannot just be in the brain. Its whole nature is to be in the heart. So even though the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos counts intellectual love as one of the mitzvos, we must make sure, like he speaks about, which is Bli Neder, how we're going to end this chapter, not this week, maybe next week, by looking at, through screen share, Mitzvos Hashem, the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Yud, and seeing what it really means to be infatuated, to love with pure emotion, the Ribbono Shel Olam, not only intellect. And this relates to a pasuk that we have quoted before in class, that we say every day in our davening, and that is in Aleinu. We daven Shachos Mincha and Arvis, you say Aleinu three times a day. We daven Shachos Mincha, you say Aleinu twice a day. We daven Shachos, you say Aleinu once a day. At the very minimum, you're saying Aleinu once a day. And I've been paying a lot more attention to Aleinu with the current matzav. Because what we really daven for in Aleinu is not for us so much to recognize God, but for the Ummos HaOlam to also recognize God. Shalom asenu kigoye ha'artzos, shalom samanu kimishpechos ha'adama. I've been thinking about Aleinu, I'm paying attention, having much more kavana. It's the last tefillah. You're running out. Baruch Hashem, I found 20 minutes to daven. I got to get on with things. Pay attention to the words of Aleinu. If like me, you hadn't yet paid enough attention to them. Then in English there, pay attention to what you're singing. Aleinu l'shabech l'adon hakol. It is incumbent upon us to praise the master of all. L'aseis gedulo l'yotzer b'rishis, to give greatness to the fashioner of creation. Shelo asanu kegoye ha'artzos. Shalosam Khalkenu Kahem, the Gorolenu Kahal Hamonam. Shehem mishtachavim lahavel varik. Umispalalim el lo yoshia. On the other hand, what about us? It's very profound tefillah with which we conclude the three tefillos a day. And we say Aleinu on the Yomim Tovim, and we say Aleinu on Shabbos, and we say Aleinu on Yomos HaChol. There's never a time when we leave off Aleinu. Only Mincha by Yom Kippur. But it's really because we go right into Ne'ilah. In contrast to what we just read, anybody needs help with those words, please get yourself an English sitter. I'm not being facetious, I'm being serious. On the other hand, what about us? We bow down and prostrate and give thanks. Rulers think they're kings. Other politicians think they're in charge. People think they're malachim, they're kings. We bow down to the melech, malchei malachim. There's one king who's the king of all kings, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He extends the heavens, he establishes the earth. His dwelling is precious in the heavens above. His Shekhinah, his divine presence, in the highest heights. He is our God, there is no other. We'll come back to the first paragraph in a minute. Listen to the second paragraph very carefully. Al kein, and therefore, nekavalecha. So what does it mean, nekavalecha? Remember, this is sort of a continuation of last week's class because we spoke about the power of tefillah to bring us to Ahava Sashan. So kav is an interesting word, because it means a few things. It's the root word for a few things. On the one hand, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'Yameh Tzibecha, last pasuk of chapter 27 of Tehillim. Kaveh El Hashem, hope to God, Chazak V'Yameh Tzibecha, B'Kaveh El Hashem, strengthen your heart and hope to God. So it means to have hope. Hatikva, the modern day example. So, Avda Tikva Teinu, Hatikva Bat Shnat Alpayim. Liyot Am Chafshi, Baratzeinu, Baratzion Yerushalayim. It has not yet come to fruition. We're still waiting. On the one hand, it means hope. On the other hand, it means a pool, like a mikveh mayim, a pool of water. And on the other hand, it means a line, a kav, rav kav. You want a kartis for the autobus, you want a rav kav, a line. It means a line, L-I-N-E. So you hope to God. Nekavelecha Hashem Elokeinu. We hope to God through establishing a line of communication. Imagine you're a baby and the umbilical cord is attached to the mother. If that umbilical cord detaches in utero, the fetus is finished. Chas v'shalom. No one should ever know of such a thing. There's no life. Al kein, and therefore nekava lecha Hashem Elokeinu. What are we doing? We extend a line to you, Hashem. We are always attached. Therefore, we have hope in you. Liros mehera b'sifer suzecha, to see very speedily the glory of your strength. Laha'avir gilulim min ha'aretz. Remove abominations from the earth. It really means, literally, excrement, excuse me. Laha'avir gilulim min ha'aretz. That's what it means. Laha'alilim karosi karesun. Idols should be utterly destroyed and smashed. V'chol b'nei, I know I'm not saying every word, but everyone is welcome to go get a Koran sitter or an art scroll or a fell time. Pay attention tomorrow to the words. V'chol b'nei vasar yikru v'shemecha. All men of flesh should call out on your name. Lahafnis elecha kol rishei aretz. Lahafnis elecha kol rishei aretz. Think about what we're davening for. With the tefillah, that some of the sitters already closed, and you're walking from the living room to the kitchen, and you're already leaving base knesses, and you're barely paying attention to what you're saying. It's a conclusion to everything. Everything that we just davened for should come to an ecstatic conclusion in the ultimate end of days with the fulfillment of these words. Everyone should recognize and know all the inhabitants. Every knee should bow to you. Every mouth should swear to you. Before you, Hashem, they will bow down, they will fall down. To the glory of your name, we will give honor. Everyone will accept the yoke of your kingship, and you will rule over them very quickly, because kingdom is yours. You will rule forever. Hashem yimloch li'olam va'ed. Ayam hahu yeh Hashem echad ushmo echad. Why am I bringing this to you, though? Because the way we end paragraph one of Aleinu is V'yadata hayom, and we've spoken about this very often, with this machshava, with this pasuk and statement, which is from Sefer Dvarim, Perek Dalad, and a comment of the Rav, we will conclude our shir. V'yadata hayom, you should know today, you should love God up here. But you could think about something ad nauseum, and you don't love it, you hate it. A person who is an ani hates his debts. You might read the news and you can't take it, but you're thinking about it, but you don't love the news. Finished, enough. What's happening to the world? So v'yadata hayom, you have to make sure that when you love the Ribbono Shel Olam up here, v'hashevosa el levavecha, it's not enough to know it intellectually. It has to be part of who you are in your heart. Emotional attachment to God. Ki Hashem hu ha'elokim b'shamayim mima'al, God is the God in the heavens above, al arts mitachas, and the earth below, eino, there's no one else. Rav Soloveitchik says on this pasuk, v'yadata hayom, you should know today, v'hashevosa el levavecha, turn it into your heart that God is God. He quotes the Rambam, Maimonides, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. And the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Yisod HaYisodos, the foundation of all foundations, Va'amud HaChachmos, the pillar of all wisdom, Leida, to know, She'yesham Matsui Rishon, V'hu Mamtzi Kol HaNimtza, there is a first being who brought into creation everything that exists. According to this version of the text, I'm quoting from the Siddur Koran Masorat Hayrav, commentary of Soloveitchik. According to this version of the text, the Rambam does not say, Yisod ha-yisodot va'amud ha-chachmos la-ha-amin she-yesh matzui rishon. He doesn't say you should believe that there is a first creator, and that's the foundation of all. Rather, to know, leida she-yesh matzui rishon. Our conviction regarding the existence of God, says the Rav, should be a continuous awareness of his reality. A continuous awareness of, one second, of his reality. Continuous awareness. A constant level of consciousness. To believe does not carry this connotation. Because, says the Rav, belief can wax, grow bigger, and wane, grow smaller, depending on circumstances. Sometimes a person can believe and it can grow, he can have more amuna, and sometimes, Rechman HaTzan, he could have less amuna. To know, however, leida means God should be a living reality that one cannot forget even momentarily. So Rav Soloveitchik takes a different approach in this piece. And he says to know constantly is really to integrate the reality that God is one. So what are you learning from both of these approaches? One emphasizing the heart has to feel more than the mind knows. The other emphasizing that the mind has to know more than the heart feels. You need both. Which is why perhaps the Rambam writes and say from mitzvos to know about God and in Hilchos Teshuvah to love God. Because you really can't have one without the other. You have to learn. You have to be intellectually stimulated. You have to intellectually understand what God wants of me. I have to understand Torah mitzvos. It has to be up here. It also has to be here. You can't have half the package in Avodas Hashem. To know Leida Sheyesh Matsui Rishon means God should be a living reality that one cannot forget even momentarily. He finishes so poetically. In every budding flower. And my daughter planted a few weeks ago, Mishpacha, don't laugh at me, but it's true, a few weeks ago, Mishpacha, they had to plant pepper seeds. Did anyone see it? Bell peppers, how to take the seeds and put them. Joanna, remember you used to give your peppers milk and they grew so nicely, remember? Am I saying it wrong? Isn't that what you used to say? Joanna, yes or no? Not. I'm saying it wrong? It wasn't milk? Don't forget to milk them, right? So that's what I thought. So you put the pepper seeds from the bell pepper in paper towel in a baggie, wet paper towel. Anyway, we planted them. It is milk. I was right. I remembered. Baruch Hashem. So we planted them after a week in the bag with the moisture, the wet paper towel. You should see coming out of the dirt. You should see the green shoots. It's amazing. Rav Soloveitchik says, in every budding flower, in every rose opening its petals, in every ray of light, and in every drop of rain, one must know that there is a first being. Leida sheyesh matsui rishon. In every budding flower, in every opening rose petal, in every ray of light, and in every drop of rain. Yesod ha-yesodos va'amud ha-chachmos leida sheyesh matsui rishon. So do we need more of the heart or more of the intellect? We need both. And yes, Nancy, it's avoda with a capital A. But don't have tumas ahavas Hashem. You forget about Ahavas, Am Yisrael. Because if you're so busy getting to the minyan, so you don't miss one word, of Aleinu, which is really at the end, so it's sort of a joke. But you block someone's driveway. Something is lacking. So we have a big avoda. You have to combine love of fellow man, love of Torah mitzvos, love of the Ribbon Shalom, and learn how to balance it all out. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha. Thank you so much for learning with me. The neshama of Miriam Fuad Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak should have a continuous aliyah in the merit of this Torah. We should have besuras tovos and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you all.